Bob Franklin. The program is Like It Is. My guest today is Robin Hairston, a Blue Mountain Tribe and all indigenous blues rock band. We're going to talk about his great music a bit later. But first of all, Robin, thank you for being a guest.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. I'm so thrilled and honored to be here. I'm so excited.
Thank you for being here as well. So I want to, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the Oak Flat region, for you to take your time and paint a picture for our audience who have not had the pleasure or ability to view Oak Flat, please.
Okay, thank you so much for this opportunity. First of all, I'd like to say that Winsor Nosey is the sacred man that lives up there and is fighting hard in Washington, D.C. to stop these mega copper mines from destroying Oak Flats. What's happening is Oak Flat is in Arizona, southern Arizona, and it's the Chiricahua Apache sacred site. We have all our ceremonies there. It's very, very beautiful country. It's very, very sacred to the Apache Nation, Chiricahuas especially. What has happened, Dr. Franklin, these big investors, multi-billion-dollar corporations, not from our country, but from other countries, has been in agreement. Now, the government has promised us for years, here we go, another broken promise, that they would not allow any type of digging at Oak Flat because it's rich in copper. There are tons and tons of tons of copper underneath Oak Flat. Well, they found this out. So we've had an agreement. Now, just recently, the government has changed their mind and said, we're going to get an agreement with this Real Tonto organization that do mining, especially copper. And now the government has changed their minds and said, well, maybe we should do this and maybe we should do that and allow this and allow that. And our people, the Chiricahua, are very, very distraught and devastated by what has happened. So if they allow, our government allows these companies, here's what's happening, Dr. Franklin, is this: there is such a need for copper now because of these new batteries. And we've got tons of reserves of copper. Instead of going to China or any place else that has copper, it would be more convenient and cost effective if we dug in our own country. So now we're Winsor Nosey, the spiritual leader of Oak Flat, has been going back to Washington, D.C. to fight for our right to keep Oak Flat, to stop these mining companies from coming in. So it's a horrific situation that has transpired with the government. Our song, Pray for Our Planet, which just won Best Blues Video of the Year. We just won Best Blues Video of the Year with Pray for Our Planet. We talk about the situation. We show pictures of Oak Flat, and we talk about the destruction of our country, the destruction of our sacred sites, all the violence going on, all the pestilence going on, all the diseases going on. These are not good times, Dr. Franklin.
But would you speak specifically about the violence? And I want to talk a little bit more about, can the entities coexist? But first, the violence that you just referenced in your last statement.
Well, I'm talking specifically about all the murders and the rapes and the years ago and the racial violence. And after the riots they had all over the country where people were rioting, and I see more nowadays than ever. I'm an old man. I'm 66 years old, so I've been on this planet for a long time, but I've never seen the amount of violence, Dr. Franklin, pick up within the past 10 to 5 years. It's getting worse and worse and worse, and people seem to be getting more violent. I don't know the cause. It could be hundreds of causes, but I've seen such an increase in violence. And the reason why I wrote the song, Pray for Our Planet, is Chief Arvel Lookinghorse, who's the greatest renowned known chief in the world, had sent me a memo. And that's when all the wars of the riots started happening. And then COVID hit, and it was destroying people's lives, COVID, and the violence going on with riots all over the place. He asked me to pray for if I could write a song, Chief Arvel Lookinghorse, about what's going on in this world with all the violence and the diseases and pestilence and just the whole world has experienced in this. So that's where I got the idea for Pray for Our Planet. If you listen to Pray for Our Planet, it tells, oh, it's a wonderful song. So I wrote that song, and we have gotten so much love and respect and attention from the song. It's just incredible. We're so proud of it.
We're going to feature the song a little later in the program. I do want to talk and get your perspective or opinion on coexistence. What would be the impact of mining in Oak Flat on the traditional ceremonies of indigenous people there?
Well, that's an excellent question, Dr. Franklin. Like I said, it's a sacred site, and all the Native Americans go there to have their ceremonies. And this is very important to us as part of our religion and tradition and belief, is to have close contact with the Creator. When we have our ceremonies, we're speaking to the Creator. And if that were to happen, it would destroy everything, all the years that we've had this site to contact, be in close contact with the Creator through our ceremonies. So you're taking something away that is just wrong.
There's the coming of age for young ladies. Can you talk a little bit about that from a traditional standpoint that might be impacted as a result of losing Oak Flat?
Yes. We have a lot of our young women have a big part in Oak Flat. They have a lot of their ceremonies in Oak Flat. And the missing women that we're experiencing, they're going through, we have murdered and missing Native American women. As you know, it's just rampant. So we wrote a song called Sacred Flowers, and that song speaks specifically about the pain our Native American women are going through. And a lot of them need these places to get away from what's going on in their environment.
Well, let's talk about the environment. How, from your point of view, would mining impact the environmental concerns of the area?
It would devastate it. Dr. Franklin, the things that they're going to be bringing in are going to destroy our water flow. We have underground water there, and we have streams, which are also sacred, that we spent a lot of our time at these streams that go into a small dam, and it would wipe out the streams. Our sacred streams would be gone. The water underneath the ground would be polluted. And not only that, but Dr. Franklin, the equipment they're going to bring in, you probably know about this. These dump trucks and these tractors are the size of a house. And the pollution that they always talk about, it's going to cause so much pollution, air pollution, with all these big, huge monster moving equipment coming in. So it's going to totally decimate have a very, very bad viral impact on that area.
So I'm looking at a newspaper heading here that says Biden moves forward with mining project that will obliterate a sacred Apache religious site. Are you disappointed that the Biden administration is moving forward, or do you think the administration might change its mind and be supportive of the Oak Flat compound?
I am very, very disappointed in President Biden and allowing him to go through this with this. Very, very disappointed. And when decisions are made like this, Dr. Franklin, it's not a lower level. It's got to go all the way to the top echelons of our government to do something this huge. So a lot of Native Americans are very, very disappointed. And I don't want to throw out President Biden or names or anything like that. We say the government. We say the government. And everybody knows that the government means that there's a whole lot of people involved in this decision. Yeah, that headline is perfect. I'm glad you researched that, Dr. Franklin. That was a very, very important headline on what we're going through with that situation. I'm glad you found that.
So I'd also like to know, is this a matter of economics versus traditional Native culture, religious freedom? And if so, which do you feel will win out, the economics or religious freedom, cultural identity of Native peoples?
In the long run, Dr. Franklin, it's going to be the government is going to decide. It's all going to be the government that if this is done and our sacred sites are destroyed, it's all with the government. And I don't want to make this a pity party for the Native Americans, but everything that we've been through all these years from the beginning of our government, us being put in slavery, us being tortured, us losing our land, us being put on reservations, it always came from the government. And no political party, there were different political parties, but it always seemed that it's the government that makes a decision, and it's all for money and greed. That's all it is. They have an agenda. They have to build these new things that involve a lot of copper. So when it comes down to the nitty gritty, regardless of our sacred sites, we've had thousands of sacred sites destroyed before, and it's all from the government and their decision.
Well, you mentioned at the start of the program that you are 66 years young in that area, 65, 66 years young. But I would like to have you, if you would, share maybe a recollection of your involvement. You're in the Oak Flat region, or as part of a traditional ceremony, if in fact you have one to share, because it's I think it gives a little bit more texture to listeners who may not know the significance, the importance of the Oak Flat regions in terms of ceremonial customs there. Can you do that?
Yes. The most important thing I want to stress again is Winsler Nosey. Winsler Nosey has the lead on this, on this whole sacred site, Oak Flat situation. And so I just want to give a lot of credit to Winsler Nosey for what he does for Oak Flat. I strongly believe that's our connection from Oak Flat, our sacred site, to the Creator. And I keep saying the Creator because the Creator would guides our minds and our souls. And the same thing with my band, Blue Mountain Tribe. This is all a spiritual realm that Blue Mountain Tribe is doing. It's all spiritual, and we feel it comes from the Creator. Every time you write a song, we refer to the Creator and involved him in the song.
The program is Like It Is. I'm Bob Franklin. I would like to just say for our listeners that Oak Flat, the Oak Flat Campground, part of the Tonto National Forest, this serves as a centerpiece of Apache religious community and cosmology since before settlers' expansion into the West. My guest is Robin Hairston. He is a member of Blue Mountain Tribe, an all-indigenous blues rock band. We're going to be talking about his band and his music. It's a great song that he referenced early on, Pray for Our Planet. We're going to talk about that in the moments to come. I would like to let our audience know that Oak Flat contains the third largest copper ore deposit in the world. Resolution Copper is one of the largest undeveloped copper projects in the world and has the potential to become the largest copper producer in North America. You have economic concerns of two of the largest companies associated with this that wants to mine that particular area, and it's coming against native traditions, religious customs, and so forth. And we don't know yet which will win out, but I'm curious to know what happens to the religious traditions and cultures if, in fact, the mining does commence. What happens? Where does the customs go, Robin?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, Dr. Franklin, I think this is why you're a doctor. You were right on. You've done your homework. Yeah, that is so true. You have a lot of information on that. So we lose Oak Flat because the government decides that they want to make money and dig for the copper. We lose a lot of our spirituality, the Chiricahuas that go there, and there's other Native American nations that go there. It's like taking the Vatican out of Italy. It's like taking the churches or temples or what have you. It's like taking one of those and just bulldozing it down because you found a bunch of gold underneath. And it's wrong, and we're going to fight for that. But I'm worried, Dr. Franklin. I'm really, really worried that because of the need for copper, that it's eventually, it could be a year down the road, 2 years down the road. It's been working fast since this agreement now that the government changed their mind, as you're aware of, that they said, no, we'll never let this happen. No, we'll never let this happen. And now, as you've seen in the article, they're thinking, we kind of changed our minds. And so it's like your audience out there has to understand that taking something away from us like this is like taking one of your churches or what have you and digging it up, and because they found gold underneath it. It's devastating.
Who are some of your supporters who are fighting with you to push back against the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling? Who are some of those supporters who are with you on in this fight?
Okay, I can't name them all, Dr. Franklin, but there's a lot of Native American nations that are involved in this and sending their letters to the government. And we have, you know, I really can't think of any top named officials that have stood up for this, which is pathetic. The Save Oak Flat Stronghold has lawyers that are going to try to fight the government, but all we have right now is the people out there. You know, the pipeline incident in the Dakotas, when they wanted to put the pipeline through a Native American sacred site, people came from all over the world to protest that. And I just want more people to be aware in your audience that Oak Flat is a lot smaller. We are a much smaller entity nation than the other ones. So we just need as much backing from the people and letting the government know that they're in total disagreement. Write your congressmen, write your senators, and tell them what you're doing is wrong, and maybe somebody will listen. but it's all the people. If the people stand up, we can have a bigger fight on our hands. We don't have any major hitting power. Winsler knows that he travels all over the country and to this circuit, to that circuit, to this Washington, D.C. And so that's all we have. We don't have very much.
Well, you do have people power and people power. There's potential in people power, people coming together, people doing whatever is in their particular power to make a difference. Along those lines, your song, Pray for Our Planet, is one way in which you are getting the word out about what's going on. Tell me about Pray for Our Planet. How did it come about? What is it that you want listeners of the song to know? And how did you go about producing it?
Okay, Pray for Our Planet was derived from Chief Arville Looking Horse, who sent me a memo and told me about all the pain and suffering and are losing our sacred sites. And so I took it personally, and I said, because Blue Mountain Tribe has already been a very, very popular band. And so I took this, and I went out, and I said, I looked at the sky, and I said to the creator. Now, when I say creator to your listeners out there, we're talking about the same person, God, Jesus, the creator, meaning God, the Father. Okay, so he's all our Father, all our creator. So I asked for wisdom and knowledge, and I went out in the back, my backyard, and I started singing a chant and asking the creator for wisdom and knowledge on this song. Well, Dr. Franklin, usually musicians, it could take weeks or even months to write one song. You know, you're sitting there and you're folding up, you got a waste paper basket full of paper, and it could take a long time. This song, Pray for a Planet, came to me within an hour. Within 1 hour, I had the whole song written and explaining to the world what we're experiencing right now with the violence, with the destruction of our sacred sites, with the disease, the COVID, all these pestilence and diseases coming through. So that's what would put my mind. And then that's what we wrote about. And so we worked on it. And then we went down to Cherokee. Wait. Let me back up a little bit. So I didn't have any resources or anything at all to help us produce an. It's very expensive to write music and go to a studio. Well, anyways, I was talking to a dear friend of mine, our producer, Michael Altman. And he, through the creator and everything else, he took this upon him and said, Robin, I'm gonna get you guys through this. I'm gonna help you out on this album. So, to make a long story short, he set us up to go to Cherokee Studios, one of the most popular studios in the world, with Bruce Robb, the engineer. Cherokee Studios. And so Michael Altman took us down there and helped us out. Yeah. And we did the video. Bobby Altman did the video, recorded the video. All the pictures you see was done by Bobby. And so we went in the studio and put the song out. I got it recorded, got it out in the music world. And people just started literally going crazy over it. I'm the singer and harmonica player. My son, Caleb, with the long hair, he plays the guitar. And then Pat Mata is our drummer. He's Chumash. And Jeff Cooperhawk is our bass player. He's Cherokee. So we're intertribal. We have, I'm Chiricahua. Of course, Caleb's Chiricahua. Pat Mata's Chumash. And Cooperhawk's Cherokee. So this has all been an inspirational, creator-guided endeavor that we put together. And the most important thing I want to say is we talk about what's going on in the world, but we keep saying, Dr. Franklin, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Yeah, we say this is happening, but you know what? It's going to be all right. We have faith that the Creator is going to see us through all this, these pain and struggling. And so we just want to make a point that, yeah, everything's bad. Everything's getting worse, but it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. Robin Hairston has been my guest. He is one of the performers of Blue Mountain Tribe, an all-Indigenous blues rock band. Robin, your optimism is very well received, and I want to thank you for sharing your comments and your passion with us today.
Dr. Franklin, this has been a total honor, and I want to tell the fans out there that please go to our webpage. That's bluemountaintribe.com.
I'm Bob Franklin. I'll be back next week with 30 more minutes of good conversation on another edition of Like It Is.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.